Hello. Welcome back to Eat to the Beat. This is Sarah Obritis, and we're on HeritageRadioNetwork.com at the crossroads of food, music, farming, and fun. Programming would not be made possible without our sponsors, and today's sponsor of Eat to the Beat is Edwards of Virginia. They make ham. They make excellent ham aged for over 400 days in the heart of Virginia, Surrey, Virginia, just out of Williamsburg. They're awesome. Go to their website. They also support great farming and source phenomenal pork for those hams and sausages and bacons. Thank you, Edwards. Today on Eat to the Beat, we will further the conversation started last show about the engines of our new economy. Feast, who was on last time, the New York-based organization to fund the arts, discussed their missions and tactics. And they mentioned the invaluable help of Kickstarter, a site entrenched in helping artists and others and other performers fund their projects by posting enticing descriptions online, setting fundraising goals, and funneling pledged money their way. Today, we're all about Rocket Hub, rockethub.com. We have its founder, Brian Meese, here.
Hello.
And sort of a founder, I'm sure, in a way, but certainly a participant or a creative, as you're called, Janine Turana. We are welcoming you back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Brian, when did you decide to take matters into your own hands when it came to helping artists achieve their dreams?
Great question. You know, my background is as a songwriter and a filmmaker, and I always found the hardest, the biggest challenge with starting some of these projects was just getting the funding to happen. So I can kind of feel a lot of the pain of these creatives that want to get something done but don't have access to the funds. And that's kind of the spark that started rockethub.com.
How do you go about building such a it's not just a project. It's an enterprise. There's so much that goes into this. Where did you start?
Well, we started with, I'm a creative guy, so I kind of started with some inspiration. There was a website, there still is a website now, called CD Baby that launched in the late 90s. And I was kind of a part of that. I used to sell my CD on CD Baby, and I always kind of thought that Derek, the founder of that site, had this really cool grassroots ethos to the site, where anybody, he didn't care how many CDs you sold. If you sold thousands, great. If you sold two, that's great too. But everybody was welcome, and everybody had their shot to get their CDs sold, across the net, which was a big deal at the time. So a lot of that ethos has kind of carried with me, throughout my musical endeavors and my professional endeavors here with Rocket Hub. I really want, every creative that's got an idea that wants to get it made can have a shot here on our site at rockethub.com.
Yeah, as opposed to some of the other, your predecessors, so to speak, like Kickstarter, who have serious criteria. I know Feast, when they welcome proposals, it's got to meet a lot of, there are limitations to their involvement and to their acceptance. But Rocket Hub, sky's the limit.
Right.
So there is no limit. So can you point out a couple of projects that maybe, or even just one that is incredibly unique and is not one we've yet seen because of the fact that you welcome pretty much anyone who has a good idea?
Well, we've got one of our creatives with us here that's a really talented singer-songwriter.
Thank you for taking my segue.
And a talented baker. She had this idea that she brought to me about wanting to combine her two passions of music and cooking. And we sat down and we came up with, some fun ways to kind of put it together. And she really took it to a whole nother level. So one of our creatives is here, Janine. She's got a project up at Rocket Hub, trying to get her third album fully funded. And she's off to a great start.
I got an email last week from Janine, and... We're where you said, I mean, I know it was freezing outside, and I'm thinking, here's what the email is about. It's about hitting the streets and well, I should let you tell everyone what it's about. But anyway, we're all privy to those in your circle, whether we're close to you or just acquaintances, got word of your ambition and what you were going to do to get there. And it was super exciting and very unique. So tell us all about it.
Sure. Well, I had this idea. There's going to be 10 songs on the new CD that I'm looking to fund. And I figured, well, if I could have Janine's 10 Days of Treats, where I meet people in the park every day for 10 days, different parks in New York City, bake a different treat every day, whether it's a cake or some cookies or almond roca.
They're very tasty.
And just meet people out in the park and do one song a day from the new CD so people can listen, eat, talk, get to know each other. And so far, we're on day 4 today, and I've been really excited with the way it's turned out. I have never baked so much in my whole life, but every night I think, okay, what are we going to do? And
how many baked goods do you show up with?
I always show up with way too many, but thankfully I did that because now I can share these with you today. but now I'm bringing them.
Yeah, the studio was packed.
Yeah. Wherever I go, I've had, you want a cookie? Anybody want some almond roca? So everyone's benefiting from this somehow. Yesterday I made probably about 60 cookies and brought maybe 40 with me, and I would say probably 30 of those went this morning. I made probably 2 pounds of almond roca, and I have a little left of that. And day one was probably the most people ate. I brought the flourless chocolate cake out, and that got
you off to
devoured. That got devoured. So,
but, and so you you basically are able to bring together people who have been probably following your work, like me. I mean, because I received out of the blue a message from Janine that said, hey, I'm going to be here. I was on my way there myself, couldn't make it, but it seems like many other people have, and many people who you've never met before, but perhaps have seen, like, you know, obviously they got wind of this somehow. So it's a wonderful way to get the word out and to get extra, a unique way to get support. So some of them throw you a couple of bucks, and then some of them go back to the website and can fuel your project. And do you see that there's a spike, like on the days that you're out there or on the days that you sent, you know, a message around? I mean, what are the patterns like on Rocket Hub?
Yeah, it seems like since I've been out there, even more random people that I haven't met have been showing up on the website, and I've gotten a few more funders, and so I definitely see a difference. And it also, for me, it makes it more exciting because I feel like I'm more involved in how it's going, and I get to actually meet the people that are helping me fund the album. So it's really cool.
Well, let's hear a little something about. Let's go straight into a song. Okay. Off of your new album, do you want to introduce the piece?
Sure. This is called I Laid It On Him. I took my worries, I laid it on him. I took my woe and suffering. I took my sorrow and all my trials, I laid it on him, I laid it on him. I used to walk with a heavy load, carried the weight of the world, my head hung low, curving my spine from dragging past of mine. I took my worries, I laid it on him. I took my woe and suffering. I took my sorrows and all my trials. I laid it on him, I laid it on him. got this heart broke open wide. I got this light, it can't help but shine, shine like the sun on everyone. I give my love like Mother Earth. I took my worries, I laid it on him. I took my woe and suffering, I took my sorrows and all my trials, I laid it on him, I laid it on him. Got these hands, they fold to pray. Feet in the earth and a smile on my face. Tears in my eyes, tears fall like rain. But 30 years just washed away. I took my worries, I laid it on him. I took my woe and suffering, I took my sorrows and all my trials, I laid it on him, I laid it on him. I got this voice, I raise it up, I sing for healing, I sing for love, I sing for freedom. The same. I took my worries, I laid it on him. I took my woe and suffering. I took my sorrows and all my trials. I laid it on him. I laid it on him.
Thank you. That was Janine Turana on Eat to the Beat. And that song, Laid It On Him, could make it on to her next album, which is posted now on Rocket Hub, which is a website where those of us who want to see really awesome creative projects get made. So they pool a lot of resources from a lot of people, or a few resources resources from a lot of people, and help these artists achieve their goals. And we're also here with its founder, Brian Meese. And Brian, I'm wondering, you know, right now it's since really you've just kickstarted your project, your efforts are sort of two-pronged. You want to make sure that you are getting the sort of the scintillating projects and the sort of number of good projects on the website, and y'all also want to make sure they're fueled, so to speak. So how are you guys striking that balance, you and the others working on the
I'm really lucky because I have just a lot of talented friends like Janine that are out doing really cool stuff. So the fact that I have a website and I just know a lot of people gets, you know, usually they've heard of it and they're excited about it and they want to just be part of it. And really beyond that, I'm excited about the folks that I don't know yet that have it sounds kind of cheesy, but they have a dream that they want to launch. I feel like, you know, our platform, you know, our infrastructure and our community will welcome them and at least give them a shot to do so. So
when you walk back to your computer, is it quite possible that there are four or five additional projects posted? I mean, is that how easy that the, is this sort of this self-functioning situation that allows
That's correct.
People-
so anybody can launch. It's free to upload a project. There's no invitations or any, you know, any kind of barrier to entry at this point. We just keep it legal and keep it in good taste. But other than that, anybody's welcome to go for it. So sure.
So speaking of funding, do you mind if I ask you how did you use any creative tactics to get to get RocketHub.com up and started?
So we're independently owned. It's me and a small team of folks that kind of came together. One of my partners, Jedediah Cohen, was a very successful child actor. He was he played Macaulay Culkin's older sibling in Home Alone and Home Alone 2. So he was a really successful child actor. He was in, you know, Tony Award-winning productions on Broadway as a teenager. Really neat guy. Definitely kind of our resident genius. And we have some folks behind us as well that know the computer sides and all the programming involved. And so, you know, it's all individual. It's all owned by us. There's no venture capitalists. There's no investors. Mm-hmm. It's just owned by a handful of guys that are trying to, you know, make something cool happen and empower our friends and folks that are interested and kind of come along for the ride with us.
Certainly. And this is, I mean, the more you speak about the way in which the site is functioning, it is a new step towards the sort of the world of social networking online. So would you say that there's a kind of built-in follow-up? I mean, there's definitely, there are incentives or funding a project. There's some reciprocity to funding projects.
Absolutely.
There's feedback, and there's a lot going on in that department.
You hit a key kind of chord with us. So we see this as a viable new creative economy, a true exchange. So the fuelers, we call the funders that come to the site fuelers, to kind of play with the whole Rocket Hub and Rocket Fuel thing. But folks that come to the site and fuel projects get things back. So it's a real exchange. It's not a donation. It's not an investment. Mm-hmm. We really don't even like the word pledge because we feel like that's not an accurate representation of what folks are being involved in, you know, what folks are getting.
They're players in
right. They're getting the something. Project. They're getting something back. They have a chance to have a real impact on whether the project gets made or not. But sometimes they can actually have an impact on how the project gets made. You know, I'm sitting with some of my friends that are writers, and at certain reward, you know, points, you know, you can name the bad guy in the movie, or you know, have your image, you know, somehow written into the coloring book.
Oh, awesome.
You know, so you can have these different kind of ways of having an impact on the final product that are really cool and kind of keep the creative integrity of the project. So these creatives kind of, in the end, are just accountable to their fans and their audience. They're not accountable to movie studios. They're not accountable to record labels. They're not accountable to publishing companies. They're just accountable to the people that want to see them make stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's just hope it doesn't go sour when some like fuddy-duddy donates $10,000 and then asks for all sorts of changes. You know, situations may unfold that get kind of loony. So back to Janine's project that is going to take you to Kansas City to work with an awesome producer. Is this Mike West? Is this truly a dream come true, or is this something that sort of is a more recent development?
Well, I first heard about Mike West last year when I was talking with Brian Meese and Gus Rodriguez. They both recorded with Mike West, and I heard both their albums and loved them. The production is beautiful. The instruments are beautiful, and I knew then that would be my next album.
Yeah, I've always wondered how artists choose the producer. I know sometimes it's the other way around, but there are so many talented professionals out there, and I guess you just hit it. You know, that's exactly what you want out of someone who's helping you produce.
It seemed after talking to them and listening to their albums, I really felt a connection to the music that was played, and I felt like he really understood the artist. So that's kind of when I started dreaming about it. And
I'm friends with Mike, and Mike heard her CD and had a lot of really good things to say about her music. So it was a kind of a two-way connection. And you know, she'd heard of Mike and liked what had come out of his studio, sent him a CD. He liked what she was doing, and then that's, you know, kind of how it happened. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Let's point out a hardcore fact about Rocket Hub and some of these other online helpers. You set a goal. Usually it's a realistic goal. Sometimes it's only a couple $100. Sometimes it's, you know, closer to 10 grand. But I think your project is $5,000, right,
it's
Janine?
$4,000.
You're close, and you're getting close every time, especially there's spikes of funds that come in when you're out on the street. But if you don't meet your goal, everyone gets their money back, which is like, it's a drive. It certainly is the motivation to obviously hit the goal, but it also like presents a serious worry if, in fact, God forbid that were to happen. But because I guess everyone just gets... Rocket Pub just sends you back a refund.
Well, so if your project doesn't fund, then yeah, the fuelers, you know, keep their rocket fuel, can either cash out or find another project. But ultimately, you know, we feel like the all or nothing system really works well to keep the creative integrity of the projects high. And we feel like it's the most fair way to go about a crowdfunding platform.
And anyone who's promoting their own projects and endeavors is ultimately promoting your website. So it's really all pretty symbiotic. Can we hear another song off of this imminent album?
Sure, I'd love to play one for you. This one is called Time.
Go easy on me. Always moving time. Let's do this gracefully. Time, wait for me. In a hurry, time. Too quickly. Passing feels like I'm always moving two steps behind you. Feels like I'm always holding on too tight to the hands of time. Be gentle with me. I need you by my side.
Thanks, Janine.
You're very welcome.
You're listening to Eat to the Beat, and you're listening to a big crowd outside the studio.
we're having fun out there.
We're high tech, but we're not super insulated here on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We're physically located in behind a pizzeria, Roberta's Pizzeria in Bushwick, Brooklyn. That's a song that will ultimately make it on an album that will be funded via through the help of Rocket Hub, that helps creatives hit their goals, meet their missions, and reach their dreams. And we're here with its founder, Brian Meese, who also has a project on online. I saw a funny video of you in the Gibson studio, which is an institution in and of itself, which you have access to. So tell us about what your looking for?
So, yeah, I'm working with Gustavo Rodriguez, a.k.a. Sylvan Sandoval. we're also working on crowdfunding our album. And
crowdfunding, yeah, that's a great term.
Yeah, that's the word we use. You know, we're crowdfunding our album and having a lot of fun with the campaign. We're on the front page of Rocket Hub along with Janine. So if somebody goes to rockethub.com, they can kind of click through a few different projects there and kind of get a gist of the site and get a gist of who we are and what we're all about. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun thus far, for sure.
What is your project all about?
So our project is combining my musical style and Sylvan's musical style. My style is kind of a whole lot of beach meets a little bit of country, and Sylvan's more of an Americana singer songwriter. Mm-hmm. So we're great friends, and we kind of push each other creatively, and we thought it'd be fun to do a record together as well. So we got that kind of cooking for later this year. We'll be also visiting Mike West in Kansas, and really excited about that too. So,
yeah, if you guys need places to eat and recommendations in Kansas City, I know the place well. It's an awesome place to produce. We'll hit you up for that. Yes, yes. Well, you've been there already on to see Mike West. And so, yes, Gus is a city boy, and you, I remember now, are you were born on the beach, practically.
Right, so I'm from, well, you know, we call it the beach, but it's from the Gulf of Mexico, so I'm from the deep south, the Gulf Gulf of Mexico, so it's kind of its own culture. Like I said, it's kind of a whole lot of beach, a little bit of country all smushed together. It's like walking into a Jimmy Buffett song.
All right. That's fantastic. Well, let's just highlight a couple of other of the projects on Rocket Hub, just to give folks a sense of the spectrum. Today we saw someone, a photographer who has the opportunity to shoot a super famous, wonderful actress, celebrity, but she can't scrape up enough funds for the makeup and the hair care and that sort of stuff. She's not asking for a lot. It's a great story, and it's posted up there next to you guys.
That's right. That's right. And we also have just posted today a really exciting film project. It's actually the most popular film in Serbia right now. A friend of mine named Darko is a very, very, very popular, very famous filmmaker in Serbia. He's kind of like the Eastern European Wes Anderson, but he's got a movie that did very well at Tribeca last year, and he wants to bring it to the U.S. to do an art house release. It's also on the front page of Rocket Hub, and it's a great movie. It's got Cyndi Lauper in it, and it's just a really, really cool movie, and Darko's a really cool guy, so if you get a chance to check that out, that's another really cool project on the front page of Rocket Hub.
Awesome. Well, it seems like you, without even trying or filtering through some phenomenally awesome and high-quality projects. And Janine, I'm psyched you got to come back in. Janine was on back in late summertime talking about music and touring and eating on the road and all the crazy things she confronted in East Europe and Eastern. Were you in Eastern Europe also around that?
We were on that tour. We went to Belgium, Netherlands, Ireland, Scotland, and England.
So thank you for coming back, and thank you, Brian Meese, for offering a new way to run our economy. It's super exciting, and we know you'll be successful. And
thank you very much.
This is Sarah Brightus on Eat to the Beat signing off on Heritage Radio Network. Thank you for listening. That's your butt, but you beat us.